dumping. Nicola Weir's been looking at this. Last month we brought you a story of how new rules at a council dump has banned vans and commercial vehicles. The scheme at Ards and North Down Borough Council had upset some small business owners who said they feared it could affect their livelihood. This week a number of them staged a protest outside the recycling depot at Ballou Industrial Estate in Bangor. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went along to find out why there's a dust up at the dump.
So we've got a lot of vans lined up here in protest. Just going to walk over to one of them. Hello there, sir.
Hello.
You're sitting here in your van,
yep,
looking at the recycling centre.
Yep.
How is this going to affect you? Because you're obviously in a commercial vehicle.
It's going to affect me because I now have to explain to my customers I can't take it away. That's probably going to lose me work because I would say it's probably going to create a fly tipping situation where the customers can't be bothered, where they're just going to probably chuck it in the back alley or something. It just makes us look unprofessional. Personally speaking, it makes us look unprofessional. We can't offer a service now that we're able to offer before, that to take the person's rubbish away, whereas now we can't do that.
It affects me even when I'm pricing jobs. When I tell people that you have to pay an extra £180 for a skip to sit outside your house for us to put a few bits and pieces, it's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous.
But some people may say you are a commercial business. You aren't getting paid for what you do and you are then using this facility for nothing. So maybe the council are justified in saying, look, you can't keep dumping here.
Well, I could quite understand. You know, they're saying you don't pay, but I do pay. I live here in North Down. I am a ratepayer. I have a business premises. I pay rates for them. I also only work for the general public who also pay their rates. Why would I not have the right to come in and use this facility?
You've just loaded up a wheelbarrow. Just walking up past the vans. What are you doing?
Well, the whole idea is just to demonstrate that it's an absolute joke. You actually have to unload your van into a wheelbarrow and then take it through the dump to dump it instead of being able to drive a van in. For the people that actually, like me, who have paid a licence, paid to dump in the local dump, I am from North Down, I pay my rates, and I'm being stopped from going in to dump household rubbish.
And what's in here?
I actually have garden material from one of my customers in Bangor.
That's all garden material?
It is indeed,
and you're,
yes,
going to march that down there?
We are.
Well, I hope you've had your Weetabix.
It
looks pretty heavy.
Thank you very much indeed.
What do you do for a living and how will it affect you?
I'm a landscape gardener, so I do have a lot of green waste, yes, which I am allowed to get in. But unfortunately, I do have stuff like fencing, decking, all that kind of stuff, and rubble as well, because I do patios. I can't bring that in here, so now that cost is going to have to be put on to the customer, because I'm now going to have to take it somewhere else where they will charge me then for getting rid of that waste.
Have you spoken to your customers about what's going to happen?
I have, yes, I have. There's been a couple of customers there that we will need full skips. One customer is going to be charged an extra £400 for the job. They're not happy with that. They don't know whether they're going to go ahead with the job, so there's business that I potentially am going to lose because of this.
So that's two customers you've lost already?
Yes, that's right.
David Lindsay, you're the Director of the Environment at the Council.
That's right.
Can you explain why you've brought this new rule in?
Well, effectively, we're looking at a situation in Ards and North Down Borough here where last year we were the only council in Northern Ireland that exceeded its statutory landfill allowance by some considerable amount. And we relied upon other councils being willing to transfer their excess allowances to us. Effectively, what that means is that if that continues, in a couple of years' time, the council will face possibly millions of pounds in fines, infraction fines, for not complying with its landfill allowance. So we will be monitoring the number of occasions that someone comes into a site with a commercial type vehicle or a trailer, and after a certain number of times, we will be saying to the person, look, this is not consistent with you being a householder bringing in your own waste. We believe this is something other than that, for example, commercial waste, and we will then be putting a restriction. We're saying that if you're a business who generates very substantial volumes of waste as part of your business, such that you need to use a commercial type vehicle, a large van, whatever, we are saying you cannot bring that into our site any longer.
And what type of waste are you bringing in?
I have some recyclable bottles and some general waste.
Okay, are you planning to mix recycle and landfill some? Yeah.
John Ryan, you've organised the protest here this morning outside the recycling depot. Why do you feel so strongly about this? Because at the end of the day, you're getting something for nothing.
That's true. But the issue that we have with this is the fact that it was like a stab in the back to the small businessman. There's an issue with the council where they've got a lot of abuse of waste coming in, we're so many percentage higher than any other council. But what we feel is that it's the little guy has been cast into the same bracket as the large companies that have been abusing the facility that's been available there. There's a lot of guys here who are just out to earn a living, get by day to day, and this policy is flying directly in the face of that.
That's a very interesting report. The council has also confirmed to us that following a meeting of Ards and North Down Borough Council on Wednesday night, the council agreed that the new household recycling centre access arrangements will remain in place.